Hey guys, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. This is going to be a short episode because I am on my trip, but I just want to talk about some travel tips this week since I am traveling and there's things that came up for me. So I thought I would share them with you guys. Also, before I get started on all that, I know there are some beauty groups and stuff on Facebook that maybe you guys are a part of. So I would love it if you guys could share my podcast in those groups. I'm in some, but I'm not in a lot. And sometimes trying to find stuff like that on Facebook, I don't know. I just don't easily find that stuff. So if you guys happen to be in one and want to share it, I would really appreciate it. And obviously always share with your friends and family and everybody you know. Some of you guys are doing that, or a lot of you guys are actually doing that. And I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. This has definitely grown and become bigger, and I love it, love it, love it. Okay. And then for those of you that haven't already, you should join the Facebook group, Pure Skin Talk, where you guys can ask me questions and, we can discuss episodes and whatnot. And then also follow me on social media at Pure Skin and Body Lounge. I try to post daily skincare tips and or just specials that I might be having or whatever. So it's definitely a place to keep in touch between episodes. Okay, so let's talk about traveling. So I'm in Utah, which normally I'm in California, and it's been just dry, 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 dry. And my sister moved here back in September, and she has just been complaining about her skin. And when I visited, I'm sorry, she moved back here in August, and I visited her in September, and I definitely like felt the dryness. My skin did not do that great in when I was here, but it's now March, and I'm telling you, my skin looks so good. I love it. It feels good. It's not dry. And my skin's been a little irritated this winter. And I mean, just everything is gone. Like, I'm not kidding you. I want to move here just because my skin looks so good here. And I'm not doing anything different. I'm doing the same routine that I do at home. No, I'm sorry. I am doing something different. And I'll get into more of it later. But I'm using a different cleanser. But that's the only thing that I've changed. And my skin's just happy. It just feels so hydrated. So my skin loves winter, like a real winter. We don't get these in California. There's definitely, we got a little bit of rain this year, but definitely we don't get snow. And if you follow me on my social media, you've seen, I posted a picture of what I woke up to on Sunday, which was, oh my gosh, just beautiful. Anyways, so I might move here. You might find out that I'm no longer in California. We'll see. Anyways, so let's talk about the tips. The first one, which is kind of what I just mentioned, is I forgot my cleanser. I can't believe this. I'm so anal about my toiletry bag. And like, I'm very organized with it, and everything that I use, in my daily life, I bring on a trip. Not only do you need to still take care of your skin while you're away, it's usually more important because of different weather and the way our skin behaves when in a different environment. So I never just say like, oh, I don't need this on this trip. Like, it's fine. Like, I bring everything. When I realized that I forgot my cleanser, I was thinking about my alternatives. The best choice and safest backup is a cream cleanser. Most don't have anything in them that can cause issues with the skin. The downside is that a lot of people don't like a cream cleanser, but they are great for the skin though, and everybody can use them. You just have to make sure that it's used correctly. And then it really is a great cleanser. And I talk about how to use these on my episode about cleansers. So listen to that if you ever get in a bind, and you'll find out how to use them, and they're really, really great. Anyways, so luckily for me, I am traveling with my mom and staying at my sister's house, and they both use all my products. So between the two of them, they use everything I do. But if that wasn't an option, I would have just purchased a cream cleanser to get me by. My mom uses a cream cleanser. I used to, and then my skin decided it didn't like it anymore a couple years ago, so I stopped. But I think I might go back to a cream cleanser because I think it's definitely helping the hydration of my skin. Usually I use the Skin Script green tea cleanser, which I've talked about before, and I really like that cleanser, but I think my skin needs something maybe a little bit more gentle right now. Anyways, not the point of the story, but I really like this cream cleanser. So there you go. That's the first tip. Second one, grapeseed oil. Of course, you know I'm going to travel with this stuff. A little tip. I always apply a little grapeseed oil before I get on an airplane. The air up there is so dehydrating, but a little bit of oil applied before your moisturizer will do wonders for your skin. I did it on my way out here and like made a point to remember to feel how my skin was when we landed, and it still felt just as hydrated. Another tip with this oil is how you pack it. This oil will seep out no matter how tight the lid is. Trust me, I've learned. I'm guessing with the airplane and it going up, and it just creates, you know, sometimes you open a bottle and it like pops, whatever. So I'm thinking of just things move around and just, you know, creates havoc inside your toiletry bag. So what you want to do, remove the lid, place a piece of plastic wrap, saran wrap, whatever you want to call it, over the top, and then put the lid back on. Sometimes I'll just fold over the plastic wrap so it's kind of getting two layers over the top, and then the lid back on, and then place the grapeseed oil in its own Ziploc bag. I don't bring my big bottle of grapeseed oil. I definitely pack a travel size, especially if I'm obviously if I'm going to do a carry-on, you don't have a choice. But if you do a small bottle, that way if something does happen to it, you're not sad that you lost an entire bottle of it. I actually do that with all my products. But anyway, so take the grapeseed oil bottle and place it in its own Ziploc bag. It did take me a few vacations to figure out how to do this. And let me tell you, I have spilled oil all over my bag more than once, unfortunately. But, you know, I got to bring that oil. So I had to figure it out. So anyways, once I use the plastic wrap to cover the top, my oil has never leaked again. I place it in the Ziploc bag just as a precaution, because like I said, it gets messy if it does spill. So I just, it's like I have two backups, you know, the actual plastic over the lid and then the Ziploc bag. So I think either way I'm okay. But like I said, it hasn't spilled once I've covered that plastic wrap. I've never had to do that with cleansers, with my serums or anything, just with the oil. So I don't know what happens there, but there you go. So you can still bring it and not worry about it spilling. Okay, third tip. Skip the face mist. I know these are sold everywhere and promoted as a way to hydrate your skin during the day or while traveling, but guess what? They lied. I know it's hard to believe that people advertising their products would ever be untruthful, but that's just not what is good for the skin. Here's the thing. Water attracts water. When you spray it on your face, the water that is in your skin will pull to the surface, dehydrating your skin. So it's doing the exact opposite of what you want it to do. And now this isn't an opinion. This is actually like fact. It's science. Okay. So water attracts water. So don't do that. Do the oil tip that I gave you. And if you're feeling dry during the day, then something is off in your routine. Okay. So we got to fix that. So you shouldn't need, no matter what condition you're in, you shouldn't need to have to spray your face. And if you are, then your skin kind of gets addicted to it. And it's because it just needs, you're pulling out the water, it feels dry, you spray it again, pulling out the water. So, you know, it's kind of like when I say that people have oily skin, they got to use the grapeseed oil, and that will help balance out their skin, because skin can't produce water. So it's all about balance, and it's figuring out what the skin needs and giving it what it needs, not taking from it. And when you spray your face, you're actually taking from it, not giving it. So put the oil on before the moisturizer. I promise you it will definitely make a difference in your skin. Okay. Another tip, sunscreen. I mean, you're wearing this every day anywhere, anyway, right? I mean, hopefully you've listened to enough of my episodes to convince you how important it is. But just in case, don't skip it while on an airplane. There are still windows. In fact, if you're sitting next to a window, maybe don't keep it open the entire flight, especially if you think you might fall asleep, because it's just like driving in a car. Okay, last tip is, don't forget to exfoliate, and if you can, do a mask. A lot of times when we travel, we are too busy to take care of our skin the proper way, but exfoliation is still important. Traveling changes our skin, and exfoliation is key so that the dead skin doesn't build up, causing breakouts, and also so that dead skin doesn't build up so our products can still do their job. Because remember, if you have dead skin, our products, the good ingredients can't get in and do what they need to do. Okay. And then also, a mask is great, but it's not crucial to your routine. So if you think you might have some time, bring one along. It's also a great way to relax. But I mean, if you have acne prone skin and you feel like it really just freaks out when you travel, then yeah, you should bring your mask, but don't feel like it's something that like, oh my gosh, she said I have to bring it. Like, I don't bring a mask because I know I'm not going to take the time to do it. So I don't, but I just make sure that I take care of my skin morning and night. I don't skip, even if I'm tired or whatever. And let me tell you, you know, my sister just had a baby, yesterday, and that, which is why I'm here. And she has three other boys and that's what I'm doing here. She'll be in the hospital until like Thursday or Friday. So my mom and I are here to take care of her three boys. And then obviously we're going to help when she does come home for a few more days and take care of the baby and all that stuff. So this is not a vacation at all. I love doing this so much, but I am exhausted. You know, I'm waking up early. I'm not a good sleeper anyway. And then I'm helping with the boys and doing stuff that like, I'm not a mom. So I'm used to taking care of kids because I have a lot of nieces and nephews, but the daily routine, you know, it just takes a little bit for you to get used to it. Anyways, I'm exhausted. I just want to go to sleep at the end of the night, but I still wash my face. I wake up in the morning, I still wash my face. It's just important. And I don't want to come back from this trip looking like I've aged, you know, 20 years, which is how I feel. But I don't look like I did. I might feel like that. But anyways, I've rambled a lot. Hopefully you followed. Hopefully that all made sense. I am a little tired, as you can tell, I'm sure. But anyway, hopefully those are some good tips. Hopefully you guys learned some stuff. Let me know what you think. And this will probably be the last podcast until I am back. But I hope all is well with you guys and I look forward to hearing from you. You can still ask me questions and whatnot. I'll do my best to get back to you. It just may not be as fast as I usually can respond, but I will respond. And then, you know, you can always visit my website and check out my products and everything else at psblounge.com. Thank you so much and have a great week. Bye.